Today's daf is Shabbos daf Chof Hei. And in daf Shabbos Chof Hei Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us that there is a mitzvah, there's a chova, an obligation of Hadlokas Ner B'Shabbos, that we have to light Shabbos candles. And the question is, what are we doing when we're lighting Shabbos candles? Rashi says it's Kavod Shabbos. It's your fulfillment of Kavod Shabbos, She'ein Se'uda Chashuva El B'makom Or Kein Yamama, that the meal is not considered important unless it's by candlelight. So that is Kavod Shabbos. However, the Rambam seems to take a different view. The Rambam writes that in Hilchos Shabbos Perkei Halacha Aleph, he writes that you have the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos is a mitzvah, is a chova, is an obligation. And he writes, even if you have to collect money, then you need to in order to light a candle. Shezeh bichlal Onek Shabbos. The Rambam writes that it's a fulfillment of Onek Shabbos. And he writes that you have to recite a bracha before the hadlaka. What bracha? Baruch atah Hashem al-kedem al-chalam. So he writes that you make a bracha of lahadlik ner shel Shabbos. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Reish Samach Gimel, Sa'if Beis. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan asks a question. He says, I don't understand. There are other types of Oneg Shabbos mitzvos. Right? The Rambam says the fulfillment of Oneg Shabbos. We eat meat and drink wine, that's Oneg Shabbos. We sleep, that's Oneg Shabbos. So why, specifically by lighting Shabbos candles, do the rabbis establish that you should a fixed bracha for lighting Shabbos candles? Why, that's Oneg Shabbos. There are other examples of Oneg Shabbos. So why do we have a bracha for Hadlakas Ner Shabbos? He says, according to Rashi, so there, maybe that's Kavod Shabbos. So maybe that's something different. Maybe that requires a bracha, maybe. Maybe. But then what he concludes is that he says, you know, the Rambam himself also believes that Hadlakos Ner Shabbos is Kavod Shabbos as well, because in Perek Hey Halacha Hey, the Rambam writes that V'yeh Ner Dalok V'Shulchan Aruch Mitzah Mutzas V'Kol Eilu L'Chavod Shabbos Hey, that having a candle lit and a table set and a bed spread out, made for Shabbos, that's also Kavod Shabbos. So it seems that there is a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos when it comes to lighting Shabbos candles. And the Aruch HaShulchan explains, at least, that when you light the candle where you're eating, that's Kavod Shabbos, because that's enhancing your Shabbos meal. And when you have a light for the other room so you don't trip, that is Oneg Shabbos. And the Aruch HaShulchan believes that perhaps this is why Chazal established a unique mitzvah, because a unique bracha, because there's kavod, because lighting Shabbos candles involves both kavod Shabbos and oneg Shabbos. So therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, Hechmiru b'chachamim v'asua k'mitzvah v'nei atzma ad shemavarchim alea b'yichud. Since it's so important that there's a component of the lighting of Shabbos candles that's kavod Shabbos, there's a component that's oneg Shabbos, because it's so important like that, so Chazal established a bracha for this. He also writes that according to the Bahag, that when a woman generally, when she lights the Shabbos candle, she accepts Shabbos. So again, that's also fit to make a bracha on this as well. Have a wonderful day.